Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:21 and it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome. And it's also time for What's Bugging You? This is where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Large issue, small issue, doesn't matter. You'll feel better if you call in and let it out. 877-975-9825. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Greg!
Yes. Oh, I do have one, now that you say that. So I'm not complaining in the sense that I'm glad that gas prices are now below $3 a gallon overall. But I have to say, when I was coming back from Myrtle Beach a few days ago, I'm traveling along and I'm looking at gas prices. I'm like, $2.49? $2.47?
Wow.
$2.45? What? And I thought to myself, I need to stop now, even though I don't need to fill up. And I didn't. I waited until I crossed the Florida border. It was $2.98. I'm like, ah, oh, why didn't I stop?
But when we cry about $2.98.
Oh, I know. I get it. But $2.45 was nicer.
I mean, can you imagine? What do you think the prices would be, seriously, if like Kamala was the president?
$75 a gallon.
You know, along the same lines, what's bugging me, I'm usually pretty good about getting gas. You know, when I'm on my way home or whatever, you know, and I have the later model car that tells you, okay, you've got 48 miles left, and I never run it down real low on purpose. And so I guess I didn't see it. I missed it yesterday that it was getting low. And, you know, headed to work this morning. Well, I went to a different service station than I normally do, and I'm just running it. It's just going to be a quick, you know, quick hit and a go because I'm kind of I'm on time. But I don't have any time to spare.
It's like a NASCAR pit stop. You're going to go.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I put the pump on, you know, and I jack it up to where it's at its fastest pace, you know, and don't even look at it initially just to make sure it's going. And I do the front window, the back window, and all that's done. And it had only pumped 3 gallons of gas in all that time.
Oh, that's frustrating.
So, you know, you grab the handle and you squeeze it further, and if it made a difference, it wasn't much, and I waited. I ended up, that's the first time I couldn't get $10 worth of gas.
Oh, well, I wonder why you had texted and said, I'm running about 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I just know you get, you know, antsy, and I understand that.
It's like, is Bob going to show up?
Because if I oversleep, you know, that we're already like then 40 minutes behind.
Yeah, right.
So
I get that. And there's a gas station I used to go to that would happen on a regular basis. And my friend Wayne says they need to change their filters. That's
what's slowing it down.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's bugging me is a slow gas pump. Shep, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, you know, I heard you talk about buying a fake Rolex. And a number of years ago, I purchased a new car. And my coworkers, who said they could never afford a new car, and they work the same job I do, they were absolutely convinced and spread rumors that I was on some secret company payroll. Well, I figured I wanted to continue the ruse a little bit, And I looked everywhere to try to find someone to sell me a fake Rolex just so I can get some more rumors started. I mean, there's never a shyster around when you want one. That's what's bugging me.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Never a shyster around. I mean, I did. I bought mine from a guy who would sell jewelry. Like,
sure.
He would go car lot to car lot, and he had other stops, oh, yeah, too. But we called him Fat Man.
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, and he, I mean, yeah, that's what you called him.
Okay.
And he was fat, and
he was a man. So
there, because Fat Man's coming by, and so you buy the gold nugget ring, and I bought one of those watches,
yes,
and like presidential. Mine had diamonds in it and everything. Ooh. Of course, none of it was real.
Well, no detail.
And but you don't see them around that much anymore.
Yeah. Where's a good shyster? Well,
everybody's caught on. It's like, that's not real because you're wearing it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, it's kind of a depressing thing. It's how, like, the news cycle is constantly dominated by war and conflicts such as Israel, Hamas, Russia, Ukraine, and the government shutdown. It's kind of like they should take word from Rodney King and the L.A. riots of 1993, can't we all just get along? But in the case of these war makers, they should be asking themselves, can't we all just get a bong? It's just very – I wish it was a good news channel. Thanks.
Can't we all just get a bong? Wow. Yeah. I don't know about all that, but there is marijuana's in the news again. We'll dig into it a little bit later. But in the meantime, let's talk to Beth. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is 74 million people voted Trump in, but 7 million people got together and called him a king this last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they...
Maybe. Who knows?
No, it is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was voted for.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the election was held, and he didn't... I don't remember him trying to be king the first time.
No. Although they did say he was not going to leave the White House. We'd have to drag him out.
Well, they're saying that again. Some are.
Yeah, but it didn't happen last time, so.
Exactly.
You know.
All right. Well, yeah, headline, Democrats saying silly things. You could just run that every day, talk about a news cycle. It is 7:27. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to check in with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.